Hey, John, it's Mark with loudandheavy.com. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad, man. Thanks for taking some time out for us this morning. Or not sure where you are in the States here, but pretty early out here on the West Coast, at least.
Yeah, I'm in L.A., so that's
okay.
Great.
So then, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, first, before we get going, I did want to congratulate you on, you know, being nominated for the Guitar Player of the Year Award through Vintage Guitar. That's a huge award right there. Well deserved. I mean, I definitely believe you deserve that one.
Well, thanks. Yeah, hopefully I get it. So it's a great nomination, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I see people can vote now through, looks like November 12th at vintageguitar.com for anyone listening.
Yeah.
They can definitely hop on in. Takes a matter of seconds. I've done it myself already, so.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Anytime, man. So I see that you're currently finishing up. It looks like your last home stretch here with Zombie. How's that tour been going for you guys?
Actually, that tour has gone pretty incredible. All the shows have been huge and great, and you know, so I'm really, really happy with it. It's just was a great tour, and we're gonna do a couple more shows, and one in Phoenix and one in Las Vegas. So yeah, it's great.
So I mean, you guys have been touring pretty extensively behind that last album. I mean, it's been a few years. I mean, it seems to have been a pretty grueling touring schedule for you guys.
Yeah, but you know, it's coming near the end of it. We have a new record coming out soon, next year, early next year, I think, or mid next year, or something. I'm not sure the release date yet, but you know, it's an amazing record. It's an incredible record. You know, we're really, really proud of it. Really excited to get it going.
I was a huge fan of the Venomous Rat Regeneration Vendor album. Still in, to this day, it's still being in my playlist. Still in my rotation. I love it.
Yeah, me too. I really love that record. It was a lot of fun to make too. You know, I'm really proud of that. It's a great record. You know, and Teenage Nosferatu and Dead City Radio and, you know, all those tunes, American Band. It's a really cool record.
Yeah, so is the new album kind of along those same lines, or are you guys switching it up a little bit? Or?
It's heavy. It's great songs. It sounds like a Zombie record, you know. It's you know, I don't know if it's like this just because of what's going on right now, but I am going to say it's my favorite Zombie record, you know. And, I really, really, really love it. So I don't know. I think it's, you know, the best record yet. So we'll see how people like it, but I think they're going to really dig it.
Well, I for one am definitely looking forward to it. Following this huge, grueling, you know, years cycle following that album. I mean, I see you're taking yourself a mini little like 3-day vacation and then hitting the road right back again with your own band.
Yeah, we start up right away. You know, I get home from Vegas, no, from Phoenix, and yeah, I start up the next day, and I head off to Ramona, which is San Diego area, and then we go to you know, the Whiskey in Los Angeles, and then we're heading over towards you. So it's going to be great. You know, I love doing my instrumental stuff. It's so much fun.
This will be my first chance being able to see you solo. I mean, I've seen you with Zombie countless times. Always a phenomenal show. So I mean, I'm definitely looking forward to this.
Oh, you're going to love it. It's so fun. It's so much fun, you know. It's like a little, it's like an instrumental Alice Cooper show. It's really, really cool. There's monsters that come out and, you know, all sorts of crazy music's going to go on and, you know, it's a lot of fun. I'm super excited about it.
I noticed that, you know, the solo shows here, it's a lot, you know, smaller, more intimate venues. So it's definitely got to be a big change coming from the Zombie, you know, stage show experience. Do you have a preference, really, playing the intimate versus the huge, massive crowds?
I actually don't. And here's why. I don't really, as long as I have a guitar in my hand, I'm okay, you know? I love having a guitar in my hand and doing it that way. But, you know, I don't really mind. You know, as long as it's a good show and all that stuff, I don't really mind. But for you know, for like the instrumental stuff, when you see it, you'll understand. It's got to be in a smaller setting, because sometimes the dynamics are so, we get so quiet. So quiet where you can hear people whisper, and it's just so, like, it's really cool. You'll have to see it.
On this tour, I saw the press release. I got super excited that you're pairing with Doyle for the Mad Monsters. How did the pairing come together? I was wondering. I mean, have you guys toured before? Have you known each other for a while?
Well, we've known each other, and I just was like, you know, I want to go out with somebody. I want to go tour with somebody. And Doyle, I'm not kidding. He was my first choice. And I said, you know, I want to go out with Doyle. I think it'd be rad. And I called to see if he's available. And he's going to be in the middle of a tour at that time, but luckily we made it work. You know, I'm just really, really happy we got a chance to make it work, because it's going to be a great, great pairing.
Yeah, you know, I was extremely excited when I saw that announcement, because, like I said, I've never been able to chance to see you solo, or I've never seen Doyle, so this is really that chance to really bring two of those bucket list acts together.
Yeah, and it's cool, because I've done one solo tour. So it's all brand new, you know, so nobody's really seen me do an instrumental tour. So except for, you know, very few, lucky few that has gone to the first show, you know, it's really cool.
November 12th is when you're in our area. So, you know, I'm counting down the days.
Yeah, I'm really, really, I'm psyched. I can't wait to get there. It's going to be fun.
And I'm sure, you know, with these live sets, I mean, we're going to hear a lot of the big hits, you know, the great tunes from all your solo records, which kind of brings me to the next point of your greatest hits album, which is coming out Halloween, I believe, right?
Yes, that's right.
Awesome. I mean, that's covering your whole career. I mean, it's hard to believe. I can't believe you already put out 11 years of solo music. I mean, I've been following
you
since day one.
it's crazy. And it's going to be cool, because, you know, obviously there's not a hit on it, but it's the hit for the fans. It's the fans that have been following me, like you, you know, since day one. And it's, you know, it's the songs that they like, and it's the songs that were singles back in the day and things like that. Really, it's really going to be a cool thing. But what's really cool about it is, what you'll get a chance to get one, is the album is going to be sold at the shows, the physical CD. And the physical CD has a DVD with it. And the DVD is so rad.
Nice.
The DVD is a lot of fun. There's a ton of stuff on it. And, you know, it's really cool. So that will only be sold at the shows at first. And then it will be sold online after the tour.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll have to grab one of those. So on the DVD, is it just live footage? I mean, what did you put on there?
There's all sorts of everything. There's like these weird commercials that I did, like, you know, just really weird off-the-wall stuff. There is a concert on there, one of my instrumental concerts. And it's cool. It's kind of like Cliff Amall. You know Cliff Amall? Remember Cliff Amall?
Yeah.
It's like that, but its sound wasn't mixed and no editing. It's just raw, and it's just how it is. And it's so rad, you know?
Yeah,
I'm really proud of it. So definitely check one out.
Definitely pick one of those up.
Yeah.
So, you know, Halloween, the release date, but then, yeah, at all the shows throughout the tour here.
Yes, exactly. You know, so I'm looking forward to it. I'm really, really excited. Counting down the days, actually.
On the tune of Halloween, at Loud and Heavy this month, we've been kind of featuring, you know, our favorite or more inspirational theatrical and shock rock type bands to kind of tie in with the Halloween theme. And you personally, I mean, you've been playing with, or you've played with two of the, you know, the bigger names on the list, being Marilyn Manson and now Rob Zombie. Do you have any favorites of your own from the type of genre that you've grown up listening to or follow or look up to?
Well, sure. Just like anybody, you know, of course we have the Kiss and the Alice Cooper and, you know, all the obvious. But yeah, it's, you know, all the same ones that everybody loves, you know, and no difference to Slayer and, you know, even Halloween and, you know, all that stuff's great. Manson, Zombie, of course, and, you know, Slipknot and, you know, all that great stuff. Nine Inch Nails, great shit, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And it's got to be cool for you personally to be able to just be part of all that too, to be part of that stage theatrics and presence.
Yeah, and part of the history too, yeah, you know?
Exactly.
It's really, really something special to be part of that history.
I heard you mention the new Zombie album coming out probably early next year. How about you personally? Do you have any more solo material in the work?
I do. I'm about 5 songs into it right now. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to release a video with every song, like probably like once a month type of, and, you know, do it that way. And, you know, because everything is so visual nowadays, you know, people watch music on YouTube. It's like their own personal MTV. And, you know, it's important because, like, if there's a new song out that I want to check out, you know, 10 out of 10 times it's on YouTube and I'll check it out. You know, that's how people look at the music now. Here's my example is, you know, you look at like a Bruno Mars song or something, it's got over 1 billion views, 1 billion, and I'm not exaggerating. But then the record is sold probably, you know, I don't know how many millions, but 1 billion dwarfs, you know, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 million, that's for sure.
Crazy the amount of views that YouTube generates. Like you said, it is this generation's MTV. It's on demand. You can see what you want to see. You know, I've definitely, you know, seen your style as far as videos and stuff goes. I mean, it's definitely something I look forward to. You've always had a good artistic, you know, sense to go towards your videos.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, I'm excited, you know. Everything is very, very busy, and everything is going really, really well. So, you know, I cannot complain, that's for sure.
So last, I mean, I just wanted to personally say thank you. We have a autographed CD of yours that we are going to be raffling off through loudheavy.com starting actually on the 30th. And it'll run all the way through Friday, November 13th. So it'll all
Great.
Be posted up on our site for everyone. And
cool.
Hopefully we'll get that into the hands of a huge John 5 fan.
Great. And tell them, I'll personalize it somehow, you know.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, we'll be seeing you on the 12th.
Yeah. Great. Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. We'll be seeing you just under a month now. We're counting down the days, looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. All right, great. Well, thank you very much. And then I will... I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.